Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Acts chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Have you ever stood in a crowd and not understood a word spoken? It's disorienting. You look for someone, anyone who speaks your language, because language creates community. It also creates division. At Babel, when humanity tried to build its own glory, God scattered them by confusing their language. Ever since, we've stuck with those who sound like us. We're cautious of those who don't. But the day of Pentecost reversed that. On that day in Jerusalem, people from every nation under heaven heard the wonders of God in their own native tongues, not Hebrew in the temple, not a priestly voice from a distance, but everyday Galileans speaking in the languages they understood best. God wasn't asking them to learn a new language to approach Him. He was coming to them. This is the miracle of Pentecost. Not just that tongues were spoken, but that God's grace was clearly heard by all. In Jesus, the separation of Babel is undone. In Jesus, the glory-seeking tower is replaced by the cross. And in Jesus, forgiveness is preached to all people of all languages. Because Jesus lives, His Spirit speaks to every heart in every culture through the good news of forgiveness. And that message doesn't divide. It unites. Holy Spirit, You broke through the confusion of many languages at Pentecost to proclaim the wonders of Christ to every heart. Speak to me again today through God's Word, the Bible. Remind me of the forgiveness of sins won for me in Christ and the forgiveness that is for all people. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.